Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Reopening roadmap.
Governors are looking for, they're chomping at the bit.
Protesting nurses suspended.
A patient coughing in our face without the proper mask.
Back of the line for a government loan.
I don't think it's fair that the big guys get everything and the little guys get nothing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. We expect to hear some specifics today from President Trump about the plan to start reopening the country. It comes as health officials warn the nation still needs expanded coronavirus testing to determine who can go to work and who should stay home. Here's CBS's Paula Reed.
The White House hinted that it may start in 9 states, each with under 1,000 cases of coronavirus.
We'll be talking about various states, and it's very exciting.
But on a call with the president's new economic advisory groups, business leaders stressed the need for more testing before they feel comfortable reopening. Many governors and public health experts agree, including Dr. Anthony Fauci in an interview with CBS News.
The success or failure of that rolling reentry program would be the capability of being able to testify, isolate, get someone who's infected out of circulation.
Frustration over the economic shutdown and the loss of jobs is boiling over in some states, as we hear from CBS's David Begnaud.
This shutdown has become one of total insanity.
That's the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman, pointing out that Nevada's death toll has been less than half of 1% of the population. She's demanding an end to the state's lockdown.
It makes no sense. For heaven's sakes, for being closed is killing us already.
Protests in Michigan over the governor's strict isolation orders clog streets. The governor says she understands people are angry.
I just urge you, don't put yourself at risk, and don't put others at risk either.
Meanwhile, Smithfield Foods in South Dakota is reportedly the biggest COVID-19 hotspot in the country, with 644 cases coming from a now-closed pork processing plant.
All over the country, there have been concerns about medical staff safety with equipment in short supply. One hospital in Santa Monica, California has been the scene of protests about it.
We walk into the rooms with the same protection that you need to go to a grocery store. They're giving us the same equipment to go into a patient that's coughing in our face.
Now, 10 nurses at Providence St. John's Health Center have been suspended for refusing to work in virus units without N95 face masks. One nurse there tested positive. In Fresno, there was a protest at a hospital where 10 nurses came down with the virus. California is going to be the first state to give cash to people living in the country illegally during the pandemic, $500 apiece to some 150,000 adults not covered by the federal rescue package. The state says 10% of its workforce is made up of people here illegally. With so many jobs on the line this morning, CBS's Dr. Tara Narula takes a look at the struggle to expand testing for the coronavirus in this country.
We are still not where we need to be in terms of testing.
That's the warning from Dr. David Skorton, president of the Association of American Medical Colleges. It's echoed in a letter he sent to the White House Coronavirus Task Force this week, calling for more federal involvement in the testing process.
We were not ready for such a big deal as this pandemic has become.
According to the COVID Tracking Project, more than 3.2 million tests have been run in the United States. That's enough for less than 1% of the country, and it falls short of what experts say is needed to reopen America. Many testing sites across the country are being met with long lines. Searcy Farrell says she was denied a coronavirus test 5 times as her symptoms got worse. Farrell said she was concerned about her mother, who is immunocompromised.
If my mom wakes up and she can't breathe and I've got to rush her to the emergency room, I need to be able to tell them I'm COVID positive.
Overseas, China refutes fresh allegations that the coronavirus originated in a lab near the city of Wuhan. It's also pushing back against reports that detail a slow response to the outbreak. This week, millions of people are now getting their individual stimulus checks from the government. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and the head of the Small Business Administration are urging Congress to pump more money into the Paycheck Protection Program that was due to run out of funds last night. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports plenty of small business owners are waiting and hoping.
Paul's Pizza. Paul Gattuso is struggling to keep Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs open. The 38-year-old Westchester, Illinois restaurant has just 8 employees and is still waiting for word about its small business loan.
You check your emails hourly. I can't do it much longer. I'm trying so hard.
Democrats in Congress complain the program allows banks to prioritize existing customers, particularly those with large credit lines, over small businesses or new applicants.
What's wrong is it's not on a level playing field.
Neil Borofsky oversaw the 2009 stimulus program during the Great Recession.
Until all the established bank customers get their loans, they might not even be on the line.
A line that may be too long for small business owners like Paul Gattuso.
U.S. officials say a group of 11 Iranian ships made what's termed dangerous and harassing maneuvers near American vessels in the Persian Gulf. One passed within 10 yards of a Coast Guard cutter. Plenty of us had to cancel events or trips because of the coronavirus outbreak. Bankrate.com's Ted Rossman says around 59 million Americans have been forced to cancel or rebook something, costing them money.
Only about 30% of people who've experienced canceled plans got all of their money back. What I'm hearing is that there's been a lot of partial refunds.
13% of those surveyed expect to lose everything they put down in advance payments. The College Board says it's preparing a home version of the SAT entrance exam in case schools remain closed into the fall. June testing has already been canceled because of the pandemic. The new test would be digital and rely on remote proctoring, using the test taker's computer camera and microphone to monitor movement or talking. Dr. Anthony Fauci is a hero to many people during this crisis. This morning, there's the latest in a line of tributes.
First, there were Dr. Fauci donuts and bobbleheads. Now, a toy company in Connecticut is unveiling the Dr. Fauci plush toy. His soft, cuddly likeness wears a black suit and tie and a removable red superhero cape with a face mask logo on the back emblazoned with an F. It'll sell for $25. $5 of that will go to COVID-19 charities. The New England toy company is taking pre-orders with shipments from China expected this summer. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
CNN's Chris Cuomo revealed last night his wife has tested positive for the coronavirus. Cuomo's tried to work as he struggles with it while quarantined in his basement. He said he wanted to make sure his wife and kids didn't get infected. Christina Cuomo's symptoms are said to be mild. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.